MFO Memphis, 91.5. Y'all know what it is, morning.
Oh, This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your cares behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
Lonely hearted too. Lord, I'm broken, disgusted. Hey, lonely hearted too. I want you to let me in your house, little girl, so I can have a talk with you. If I can't come in, let me sit down here by your door. If I can't come in, let me sit down here by your door. I'll leave so early in the morning, till your real man will never know. If I can't sleep in your bed, let me sleep down here on your floor. If I can't sleep in your bed, let me lay down here, sleep on your floor. If I walk in my sleep, you're the only one would ever know. If I can't be your full-time lover, let me be your part-time man. If I can't be your full-time lover, let me be your part-time man. If I can't see you when I want to, just let me see you when I can. Bed, let me lay down here on your floor. If I can't sleep in your bed, let me lay down here on your floor. If I walk in my sleep, you're the only one would ever know. If I can't be your big dog, let me be your little dog till your big dog come home.
All right, what's up? We're on.
Hello.
Hi, sorry that took so long.
Yeah, we're 20 minutes late.
Not that anyone cares. Waiting for us to be here.
I know you're all on the edge of your seat. Wondering where.
We do not claim whatever music was being played in the first 20 minutes of this show.
No, we don't. We don't.
That was the random RD airplay thing.
Yeah. This is literally anything for now.
Woo. And you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. What's up, Max?
Not much.
Let me try to, stand by. We're connecting things.
So tell me what kind of music you've been listening to. What's your vibe these days?
Okay. What's my vibe? It's a mix. Because it was February, I guess it's now March, so things are a little different. But I think I was like, I couldn't resist when it was cold and whatever to start listening to like actual winter music. But also I had to like literally microdose it or else I was going to pitch into depression. So I also have also definitely been listening to, it's funny because I have two new playlists I've like made in the new year. And one of them is one of them is like kind of sad, not really sad, but just kind of like alt, kind of like low key, kind of wintery music.
Okay.
And the other is like total upbeat, like oldie classics to like listen to when I'm like walking to class and whatever.
Nice.
So I'm trying to balance those out. I also, I'm in a class this semester. I'm turning me down. It's a little loud. Okay, so we're good. I'm in a class this semester on French pop music. So I've also definitely been getting into
Have you heard Angèle's new album?
No, but we should. Okay, also, no one knows about Angèle in my class. See, you're an actual French expert here.
Wait, I would love to talk French pop.
Yeah, we totally should. We should also listen to the new Angèle. Also, the thing though is we haven't reached like the contemporary stuff yet.
Oh.
So I've been listening to like 60s French pop.
Oh,
however,
that's
I got a song to play.
I don't know at all. So
I'll play some stuff.
I'm excited for that.
Absolutely, but also I'm so excited to get to the contemporary one and era of the class. But also I would love to listen to some new Angèle if you have
I'll play you my fave song. In a bit.
Okay, should we start out with a 60s song from France that I was gonna play? Okay,
is
give me one second. Hold on. Where are you? New playlist. Oh, here it is. Okay, yeah. This is on my like wintry playlist, but it's not depressing.
Okay.
So we're gonna start out with that. Let's just make sure we're doing well. All right, this is I'm not even gonna attempt to pronounce it. It's by someone named Zuzu. All right, let's play
Zuzu.
It. Zuzu.
Love it.
Je ne suis pas la fille dont tu parlais. Une vie c'est bien trop court pour ne pas en profiter. Comment as-tu pu imaginer que je pourrais vivre les yeux baissés? Il y a tout autour de moi trop de choses à regarder. Vois-tu, moi j'ai trop besoin de liberté pour accepter celle que tu veux bien me donner. Car une fille, ce n'est pas un objet que l'on garde pour soi à ses côtés et qui doit suivre pas à pas sans ne jamais protester. Vois-tu, moi j'ai trop besoin de liberté. Accepter celle que tu veux bien me donner. Mon ami, je crois que tu peux t'en aller. Nos chemins ne peuvent se rencontrer. Tu ne comprends pas, mais déjà tu fais.
Soft in your newborn skin, only heures du matin, faut se réveiller. Oh, je sommeille. Bon alors, un peu de musique pour se mettre en train. Je sais pas moi, quelque chose comme Talking about my generation. Ouais, c'est pas tout à fait ça. Je trouve plus ma brosse à dents. Quel passé celle-là encore. La bleue est à mon père, la rouge est à ma mère, la jaune est à mon frère. Vous avez pas vu ma brosse à dents? Tiens, on est lundi aujourd'hui. Ah, pour demain j'ai un devoir d'anglais. J'aimerais bien avoir Paul McCartney pour m'aider. J'ai envie de mettre un disque pour embêter les voisins qui roupillent toute la journée. Quelque chose comme un bon Elvis Presley. Oh, mais c'est vrai, celui-là, il en est resté. Un peu d'eau sur la figure pour me réveiller. Le dodo, c'est terminé. Je suis presque prête et ça va beaucoup mieux. Je mets mon Shetland rouge ou bien mon Shetland bleu? Mon Shetland rouge? Mon Shetland bleu? Mon Shetland bleu? Mon Shetland rouge? Non, mon Shetland bleu. Mon Shetland rouge?
What to say, and Pam spoke to him quite a lot, and she seemed to know what to do more than I did. They had a but he'd never make any comment about any of it. Seemed pretty rude to me. But I just watched whatever Cam did with him, listened to how she talked to him, and then after a while I started to copy that, tell him a few things, not really bother about whether he responded or said anything back or not. I think the first time I spoke to him we were sitting up in the mezzanine, and I decided that I would tell him about me and me Cam and how it was we'd come to be living there. I thought he probably liked the fact that we were living there because he came round so much, so I thought he might want to know how it was that it came about. We did it all over backwards, I told him. First of all, we got to know each other, and then a while after that we met. And when we'd known each other for about 7 years, we decided to have an anniversary. And that went quite well. So after the anniversary we had a honeymoon, and that went well too. So after that we decided we would get married. That's why we're living there now. I used to think my dad was Elvis, but I haven't told him that yet. I haven't told my dad either.
All right, we're back.
Wait, what was that song called?
It's also, we look, you know how much time, crazy. That was the one I just played. That, yeah. that was A Century of Elvis by Belle and Sebastian. I played
really
this last,
cute.
Yeah, it's cute. I love this song because I feel like it's like, I played it last week. It's like, because it's just like talking over music. It's so heartwarming though. And I feel like it's like a great song to play when you're like in a crowded space, like a public space, and you can like people watch. It's a great people watching song. Like, aww. I was listening to it when I was in Boston like a couple weekends ago, and I was like downtown and I went to the Boston Public Library, and it was just like fun to sit there and like watch all these people and like listen to that song. Yeah. And then
I never thought about it. Well, actually, yeah. I have had a great people watching album.
Okay. Oh,
recently.
What is that?
And it's, wait, did I tell you about the movie Drive My Car?
Kind of, yes. I remember a little bit. You saw it, right? Like a couple weeks ago?
I saw it a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
And the soundtrack is like very, yeah.
Should we
very
play?
Chill.
Okay. Bringing the vibes down.
But I've
sometimes people watching music is intimate, you know what I mean? It's like,
I've been listening to it when I'm like on the tee.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just kind of sit there and feel like my life is a movie.
Yeah, dude, it's the best feeling. Because I went to, like, 2 weekends ago, I was in New York for President's Day weekend, and then I took a bus back to Boston. And that, when you're on a bus cross-country, and cross-country is just, like, you know, 4 hours, but still, that is, like, that is ultimate people watching my life is a movie kind of feeling.
That's
when you, like,
true, yeah.
You're just watching all the cars go by.
I've never done the bus from New York.
You
I always take the Amtrak.
I mean, the Amtrak is better in 10,000 other ways. But doing a bus is worth it because it's so cheap, and they're not that, like, depending on the one you choose, they're not that sketchy. And it's fine. It's just, you do feel like you're like main character. You're just like on this bus.
Yeah.
Like, feels so old school. I love it. But also Amtrak, totally same thing.
Amtrak is good, but it's way more expensive than the bus.
Yeah, for sure.
Sometimes it's like,
but you're paying for like on time. Like the bus, because it's like traffic and it's so slow, it's like always way longer than it says.
Right.
And whatever, especially since I made the mistake of taking it when it was like rush hour in New York. So that kind of sucked. But anyway, yeah, I feel like people watching music is a good way to approach a genre.
Well,
yeah.
I just don't know if the Drive My Car album is
worth that.
It's very low key.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's a great movie. If anybody's listening, you should go see Drive My Car.
We're going to see a movie tonight. We haven't decided.
Oh, yeah, what movie should we see?
I don't know. Our options are The Worst Person in the World, which Max saw, but I don't want to make her see it again because I made her see Licorice Pizza again, like a couple weeks ago.
Honestly, though,
with me.
When I saw, I would definitely see Worst Person in the World.
I want
to
see.
I mean,
it.
I like to see movies again, and I think you would really like it.
It seems fantastic. Like the reviews are like raving.
Yeah.
Like, and people are like, I saw this like, not that I get all of my critic material from TikTok, but I saw this like TikTok that was like best rom coms or not even rom coms, just like romantic movies of like all time, and they literally ranked that one in like 15, you know, like, and it just came out.
Okay,
yeah.
I will say I think it's an interesting movie to talk about. Like,
okay.
I'd be interested to hear what you say about it.
Yeah,
I personally didn't. I don't think it's the best movie.
Yeah,
of all time.
Yeah. Okay, good
like,
to know.
I don't know. It's interesting though. Yeah. It's beautiful.
It looks like, beautiful.
If you like looking at Norway.
Yeah. Because it's a movie with like subtitles, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay, yeah, that's one option. Then we have Batman.
I want to see that eventually. Cool.
Okay, so it's, maybe not tonight.
I mean, no, I would see it tonight if you want.
I don't
want.
Care. I have like
it's at Somerville Theater.
Yeah,
it's in the main room.
Oh, okay, which is kind of fun. I mean, but, I have to see. I love Zoe Kravitz. I was gonna say Zoe Deschanel. Zoe Kravitz, so much, and I feel like her and Robert Pattinson would be a hot couple. So. But yeah, I would love to see that. And then I was saying Red Rocket.
Well, yeah, what is okay, Red Rocket?
I really want to see it. It came out in like November, but I saw that it was being shown in that like kind of indie movie theater in Harvard, but I'd have to check. But it's a A24 movie, and it's from the same people who did The Florida Project, so it kind of gives off that vibe. And
okay, I never saw that.
Yeah, me neither, but I've also like always wanted to see it. Yeah. But I have a little bit of an investment because instead of like middle of nowhere Florida, it's like middle of nowhere like Gulf Coast, Texas.
Oh,
so it's kind of like it's Galveston. But it's basically, it's about this guy who's like, I think he's like a porn star. And then he like comes back to his like oil town in Texas, and like he starts this relationship with this like young girl, like teen, like obviously, but like still kind of sketch. But then like, I don't know, it just seems like, I'll have to show you it. It gives very similar vibes.
Wait, it's at the Brattle Theater?
I think, yeah. But I also could be wrong. I have to double check. But we have a lot of options. But I'm
wait, also, should we put something else?
Yeah, we have like 10 minutes. Okay. Yeah, you go ahead.
Me?
Yeah. Choose something. And then I'll choose something after and we'll go back and forth.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, it would be fun to see Batman.
I'd be down. It'd be kind of like a fun, like, don't have to focus too hard.
Right, I in the big theater. Need, like, some kind, let's do that. Kind of, like, shooting.
Because you know what? I agree with you. Like, although I like seeing movies again, you still don't get the, like, first time major theater kind of feeling when you've seen
also,
it again
before.
Also,
I think it might be fun to go in the, like, big room.
Okay, let's do it. I'm down for it. I think I just kind of want a fun experience.
Yeah.
Like a movie that's guaranteed to be, like, interesting.
Wait, oh my gosh, I, like, don't know what to play.
Oh. I'm I can cue something if you don't know.
Yeah, you go.
Okay.
I have nothing in my brain right now.
Hold on. It's going to take a minute. Sorry, you guys have to hear. It's a lot of talking today.
Wait, should I tell a joke?
tell a joke.
I don't have a joke.
There's a new Mitski album too, but
I heard a little bit of it.
I know it got like meh reviews, but there was one song, but I don't remember if it's good enough to play. But I think it's called Should Have Been Me. I might play it. You know what?
I think I heard that one. I can't remember what it sounds like, but play it.
It's kind of cute. Also, Working for the Knife is actually a really good song.
Oh, yeah, I like that one.
But that's, like, kind of depressing.
That was, like, the single, right?
Yeah, it was a single.
Yeah.
All right, let's play Should Have Been Me, and then we'll queue up some other things.
Okay. All right. We'll save you from our jokes.
Thank you. 14 ans, première fois je m'en rappelle. J'ai des crampes au ventre, une humeur de merde. Tous les mois c'est pareil, il y a les jours sans, les nuits sans sommeil. C'est où on apprend qu'on va vivre avec les mauvaises nouvelles. Ouh, on s'habitue toujours à tout, même aux peines. Peut-être à perdre ce qu'on aime. 17 ans, première rupture. Même s'il était temps, mon premier amour, c'est fini, c'est dur. Et d'autres soucis, mais tout finit par passer. Ainsi va la vie, même quand mon cœur s'était déchiré. Toujours à tout, même aux peines, même aux gênes, même à nous, on s'habitue toujours à tout, sauf peut-être à perdre ce qu'on aime. Toutes les fleurs, un jour on se ferme. Pourtant ça fait mal quand s'arrête un cœur. Moi j'ai grandi, mais malgré le temps passé, jamais je n'oublie ceux qui sans prévenir nous avaient quittés. Oh, on s'habitue toujours à tout. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Well, show's over.
Show's over, folks.
That was First Love Never Die by
that was good.
Soko.
Yeah. And we played a Mitski really... song from her new album.
We did, yeah.
We played a Angèle song. So good. A lot of French music today. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm loving Angèle's new album. To anybody out there who likes Angèle?
To our many, many, many listeners. call us next time and tell us what Angèle song you
really
like.
You should call in.
Someone called in last show, man, and I totally fumbled the bag. I don't know if that's the right phrase, but I just like, you know what? Call us again. I actually know what to do this time. And we would love to talk to you.
We're
really approachable people.
Yeah, totally, totally.
We have a lot of music expertise, so we can help out there. No, seriously, please call. But yeah, do you want to do the sign?
Yeah, this is literally anything for now. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Touch Freeform Radio.
A little bird told us you might get a free ticket if you go to this.
I think that this is the only one left.
Oh, never mind.
Wait, actually, I'm not sure.
Wait, let's take it for ourselves.
Yeah, just one.
Anyway, you should go to Harpoon Brewery for the St. Patrick's Day Festival. There is some music, some bands, which we did some investigation. It's actually just bagpipe playing, but that's still cool.
That's cool.
Some ceremonial keg tapping.
Yep.
You know.
That's pretty cool.
I forget. Boston's probably like the biggest city in America where St. Patrick's Day is celebrated. I just like don't. I don't know. I need to like engage with it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't know anything. I'm Irish, I guess.
But. Yeah, come on. Share your heritage with us, Max. Tell us about it. All right, yeah, we have like 3 seconds. So, all right. Tune in next week. Bye, guys.